Yeah, I've done a few of those, and he just turns up his nose. He's a finicky cat, that's for sure. But you throw a wire tie down or one of those rubber bands for the hair, and he's right after it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You buy him an actual factory-made cat toy, and they don't even look at it. But like you said, they'll go looking for rubber bands or for the twist ties off the bread or something like that, and they love to play with those. But, yeah, I got a couple cats that like these springs, and we were buying them at the pet store. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know where all they went. They're in the house someplace. We have to have 200 cat springs someplace in that house. I don't know where, but they're there someplace, unless they ate them, because they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah, one of these days you'll move a piece of furniture and you'll find them. That's about the size of it. He's got a bunch of those fluff balls and stuff like that he likes playing with, and you buy him some and he'll have some, and then you don't have any, you know. And then I have to get the yardstick out and start fishing around under the buffet and underneath the china cabinet and all the rest of that stuff, and out they come. So, yeah, it's interesting to say the least.
Oh, I know. We flip most of them they play with in the family room. And there's a sofa and two chairs and a couple of tables. And we flip the sofa, we flip the chairs, and get what we have out. Wife found a treasure trove. I hadn't looked back there lately. Between the refrigerator and the wall in the kitchen, she found like 20 little crinkly balls. The one cat loves the crinkly balls. It is a ball, but it's got like aluminum foil mixed in so it makes a noise, and he absolutely loves those. And then I got a couple other ones that love just the spring, so they're someplace. Like I said, they're all in the kitchen or the family room where they are all at, and there's only so many places. And I've pulled the stove out, I've pulled the refrigerator out, we flipped every piece of furniture, and we'll find some. But like I said, over the years, there's 200 someplace. Because I don't think they just deteriorated or they ate them, so at least I hope they wouldn't. We'll find them some. I even took off the registers and looked down into the ductwork. I'm thinking, if they got one through there, that's pretty good, but who knows.